Next item.
You want to take 537?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Authorize the rates and charges for water and water-related services during the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2015 to June 30, 2016, and fix an effective date.
Second reading, roll call.
Fish?
Mayor, this is the last budget proposal on rates that David Schaff and Jim Hagerman will present to the council. I want to acknowledge both of them for their exemplary service and thank, and I'm sure the council will find ways to embarrass them later. And of course, we all look forward to later in June gathering at the new Interstate Building for a special ceremony at Mayor, where you'll be speaking. I also want to thank their senior teams. None of them do their job alone, and they have extraordinarily competent and dedicated people in the senior management that help run these bureaus. I want to thank them personally. I also want to thank in my office my chief of staff, Sonia Schmansky, Liam Frost, who's my new Water Bureau liaison, and Jim Blackman, who is the BES liaison. And finally, I just want to acknowledge something that Steve said earlier. One of my predecessors about 15 years ago anticipated that we were going to have this problem of suburban customers over time pulling out of the system. And there's a complicated backstory to this, but it basically comes down to whether they wanted to be renters or owners. And I do not think the math is going to look favorably on that equation, but every jurisdiction gets to make their own decision. But anticipating that we would lose suburban customers, my predecessor 15 years ago understood that that would put pressure on rates. Because in a fixed cost system, if you have fewer people that you serve, then the costs get allocated to a smaller base, and it ends up meaning you pay more. I don't think there is a more important issue that faces us as a council than making sure that we share the costs of this majestic system with as many customers as possible. And whether it is a hidden dividend of growth and people moving here and more customers that we have within our boundaries, or whether it's convincing our suburban customers, our wholesale customers, that this relationship is mutually beneficial. I don't think there's anything more important in terms of rate impact than that exercise. And it's one of the reasons that I'm the first commissioner in a while to go to the regional water consortium meetings, because part of the task is to reestablish good, healthy, respectful relationships with our customers who have not always felt that we acted in their best interest. So with that, I just want to say again, thanks to the team, and I'll vote aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you.